I keep having the same question in my mind every time I venture into the vicinity of a car show or show and shine, as they are sometimes called. I see the pride in the owners' faces as they line up to show off their cars and trucks, classic or modern, all gleaming from a last-minute spit and polish and chamois dusting. Those who have a story to tell about their vehicle have suitable signage for all to read, but the written word does not negate the spoken word. Ask a question and there will be an answer provided with knowledge gained through this love of motorized vehicles. Which brings me to my question, as I admire the vehicles at the 5 or 6 shows I've attended this year, and in years earlier. Will any of the vehicles I have driven ever be considered worthy of a spot in a car show lineup? Most of the drivers to whom I pose this question smile politely and quickly change the subject. After I walk away, I just know they are laughing amongst themselves, especially when I've painstakingly listed all the vehicles, starting from the 1958 Anglia with the backwards gear shift, which I drove for several years. Then came the Toyota Corona, the Plymouth Volare with the leaky sunroof, the Plymouth Turismo. Other drivers kept running into it, two Plymouth Sundances that I wanted to keep forever, the Ford Focus wagon, then my first red Dodge Journey that was killed in an accident, and finally my second red Dodge Journey, which longs to be admired at a car show. In my opinion of what would fit, I suspect the 1958 Anglia would be able to hold its own with some of the other vehicles I've seen on display. It was a rust-colored reddish-brownish color, not often seen today. The previous owner kept the engine compartment in pristine condition so the hood could be opened in confidence so spectators and other car owners could view and discuss the engine and other parts contained there. If asked, I could explain the incredible gas mileage, especially on a downhill stretch of a highway. Going uphill, however, was a challenge, but it has bright alert flashers to warn other drivers to move on past. On the straightaway, just watch me boogie. A classic car for sure. Unfortunately, we sold my Anglia to a buyer who wasn't nearly as kind to it as I had been. And it soon made its way to a scrap pile where all dead vehicles eventually end up. Out of curiosity, I did some research and discovered an Anglia closely resembling mine recently sold for the equivalent of $15,296 Canadian. Today I see myself proudly lining up to enter the nearest car show and receiving jealous glances from other exhibitors. They don't need to know I required a refresher course to locate drive and reverse, and to once again carefully work the clutch with the finesse of olden days. A person thrives and is driven by memorable dreams. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.